We've come to the time in our service where we become even closer as a community after hearing the word and singing joyously to our God. Let me cover a couple of mechanics first, please. For those of us who are hearing impaired, it would be very helpful if you hold the microphone close to your mouth like an ice cream cone, but don't lick it. And I want you to know that it's a privilege to gather as community, a community of believers here and across the internet on Zoom. If you're here in the sanctuary, please stand up or stick an arm up, and a person will come to you with a microphone and they'll pass it over to you. You can share your gratitudes and your joys and the things that are going right and the burdens, the things that are not going right and that are hard to carry. And know that we celebrate with joys and the burdens. We take some of it off your shoulders and carry it on ours. When someone has completed their observation or their request, I will be saying, God of love and mercy, and you will respond with, hear our prayer. So I invite you now to share what's going on in your life. And please give us clearly your name.
But she missed a whole week of practice. It's been very frustrating for her because she thought she was going to be playing at a higher level, and to have to go through a week of not practicing and seeing other people pass her by has been very difficult. So prayers for that she'll continue to heal. Hopefully it won't come back. and also that her spirits will return and she'll have a good season.
Lord, we bring Lily to you, exhausted with her mono, grateful that she's improving. We pray that she is able to return to volleyball and achieve the level she was used to, and that she continues to heal and not return to that state of illness. God of love and mercy, and feel free, if you're on Zoom, to unmute yourself and share what's going on.
Hi, I'm Leslie Webb, and a lot of you know because Doug Yoder informed you about what was going on with my health. And it's been 7 weeks since my AFib surgery, my ablation, and I feel confident now that I'm really well. And so this feels like the right time for me to thank five very special people who came through for me in extraordinary ways. So the first is Doug Yoder, and I'm glad you're here. Doug did so many things. First, he drove me to many doctor's appointments. And then he talked to me a lot on the phone and texting, and he allowed me to be angry, because I was angry. And that's not something you usually show, you know. And it doesn't really help if you get into your anger with the wrong person. They try to talk you out of it, and Doug never did that. I also feel that he really befriended me. And I still feel like we're friends, and that means a lot to me. He also, as I said earlier, informed all of you about what was going on, and that was a great help, so I didn't come back cold, you know, nobody really knowing or understanding. And I thought it was great that he shared that I lost 51 pounds in water weight, because that kind of tells the story. Now I've lost 67, and I'm like a third less of my size. And then I wish she was here, but she's on a month-long vacation, Kathy Breezy. She did a lot of things. I mean, she had me over to dinner. She let me ride around with her when she did her errands so that I wouldn't be alone so much. But the biggest moment was I had a very pernicious doctor who now is in trouble with Medicare and is the board and everything, who tried to force a probe down my throat while I was awake. And it was the wrong size, and he knew it. And then he tried to blame it on me and scheduled an endoscopy, which I found out through a letter from Medicare recently. When I was asleep, he never did it, because it wasn't necessary, which is okay. But to think that you're in the hands of somebody asleep. And where Kathy stepped in was on the third time I went and he didn't have the right probe. I just looked at Kathy and said, I want to say I'm not leaving this hospital till you do something. Because these were pre-small surgeries before my big surgery. And she looked at me and said, I'm here. I'm in it with you. And I think if she hadn't done that, I was standing up against the whole hospital, you know. And we waited 4 hours. But they got the right size probe, and I got the surgeries. That's amazing. Then there's Laura Littweiler, who I've come to think of as a friend and mother. She made me food. She kept in constant contact with me, calling and texting. And, you know, we did some things together. She would have me for dinner, and, you know, we cooked together. And she was so kind and really checked in on me a lot. And I felt she was concerned and cared for me. And she's a friend. Then there is, shouldn't forget him. He's not here, but I wish he was on the screen. But Tim Durstein, he interpreted everything medically for me. And that was really important, because it wasn't really being done very well. I'd just see all these lab reports and stuff, and they would scare me. I wouldn't know how bad they were or what it meant. And he interpreted them all, and he even came over and brought me a pill box and counted out all my medication and arranged it for me, because I was getting overwhelmed by all the new medications all the time. And he was just a good friend. And last but not least is Kate Hensel. Not only did she bring me food and stay in constant contact with me and help me stay in contact with the church, she would call and remind me when I was supposed to be at things, which I needed. But one night she came over and she put her hand on my back. I think I was laying on the couch. And I just started to cry for the first time. And she just hung in there, you know. And then I said, I know I'm facing my death. And she didn't try to talk me out of it. She just stayed with me. So these people in particular, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And this is really to me, and many of you also through Doug offered other kinds of help and, you know, sent cards and things like that. So I feel really embedded and secure in this church. So thank you.
Our gracious God, we thank you for the healing that Leslie is experiencing. We thank you for the hands and feet of God through Doug and Kathy and Laura and Tim and Kate and all the ones not named. God of love and mercy. I'm going to give you all an update on Hayden Walker. He's the son of Heather and Chris Walker and the grandson, favorite grandson of Paulette's, shh, don't tell anyone, who had the horrific car accident 2 weeks ago, and he is now home from the hospital. But this kid is in bad shape. He's lost front teeth, and he's seeing an orthodontist and a dentist, and he's got a big dent in his forehead that they couldn't stitch, and he's seeing an orthopedist for those injuries and getting physical therapy and everything. So Heather has asked that we pray for Hayden's healing physically, spiritually, and cognitively. And I'm also asking prayers for Heather and Chris, the parents, because it's a long road ahead of them. God of love and mercy, is there anyone else? Well, we also pray
Jim
for the
Rosenberger.
I'm
calling
sorry.
In via Jim. Zoom from North Carolina. And I just want to say thank you for those who prayed for my surgery, which I think has gone successfully. And I've started PT, and we hope to be home this week, Friday, and hope to see you at church on Sunday next week. So, greetings to all.
That's great news, Jim.
Great to be here with my daughter and husband and two wonderful grandchildren.
Lord, we thank you that Jim has had a successful surgery, that he's having support from his church community and love and support from his family. God of love and mercy. We'll also pray for those unspoken needs and joys that are deep in people's hearts. And now, if you'll join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.